Through cat collars, bells on cat collars, microchipping, de-sexing, you name it. Just some of the suggestions that councils around the country are hoping the government will make law. Dunedin City Council is the latest of eight local bodies nationwide to leap on the cat control bandwagon. Consultant ecologist Mark Bellingham is the former Northern Regional Manager of Forest and Bird. Hello to you, Mark.
Yeah, hello, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Why are cats such a contentious issue? Now, this has popped up in Dunedin. Why are they an issue in our cities as well?
Well, probably the highest density of cats is actually in cities because there's more people and more households and more cats and people feeding them. So, the cats don't actually have to rely on wild animals of any sort, rats or mice or birds, to keep themselves going.
Nonetheless, the lobby groups, they and the councils, they want the government to bring in a national law. What would be the single best thing we could do nationwide to control cats in this country?
Well, probably the most useful thing is what Gareth Morgan's been doing, and that's actually alerting people to the problem. My kids both had cats, and when one of them died, they decided just simply not to replace it. We've still got one, but we're working through that, and I don't think that one will be replaced when it finally shuffles off its mortal coil. So, but my kids are really into pets. They've had all sorts of pets, and they just decided that they needed to, because we live on the edge of the bush, and they decided that they'd rather have native bush birds around than...
This is a bit of a contentious issue because I'm not a cat person and I've got two cats. And I've got cats because the Waitakere's, there's a rat problem. And I've twice had to lift the roof on my house and take out all the insulation because it's been infested with rats. And so every person I speak to says, you need cats, you get cats, you don't have rats. And what do you know? I've got cats now and I don't have rats anymore. So which is worse in our native environments? Have we got to the bottom of that yet? Is it cats or unchecked rats and predators?
Well, I live in the bush in the Waitakere's as well, and I have my son's cat and rats, and some of the rats have decided they really like living in one of the houses on our property. And it doesn't matter what I do, and I've lifted the roof again only about 4 months ago and taken out all the dead rats, rat poos and everything else, but they seem to be imprinted on that building, and I think I might just have to eventually bite the bullet and raise the building, and that's it. But so running parallel with this, what I've been doing is doing rat control on my property. It's about, a 4-hectare, 10-acre block, and I've got a grid of rat bait stations right across it and traps closer to the buildings, and that's really made the difference. And then, at times, and the thing is, you're talking about cat curfews. Well, the scientific evidence is actually not very good on that because it seems that at night, cats are actually really good at getting rid of rats and mice. That's the bulk of what they take. Whereas during the day is when they get birds.
Yeah, right. Okay. Cat collars with bells on them. That's another. I've had neighbours saying to me, can you get a bell on the collar of your cat? And my cats are microchipped and de-sexed, but they don't have collars because I think they'll get caught in the bush. And then I've had another person, a lot of cat experts out there, Mark, who've told me that cats are very good at manoeuvring themselves to stop the bell ringing on their collar.
you're dead right on this, on bells on collars. Some cats are obviously stupid and they keep rattling their thing around and nothing will go near them. But there's some that are really sneaky, and I haven't seen any good evidence to show that collars really make a difference. Except, as you say, they may get caught, and then you're sort of, well, this is an issue about cruelty to the cats. And, we have to take that into account as well.
Well, some of the councils are suggesting cat rangers. I'm not quite sure what a cat ranger would do, but it's a very real issue, isn't it? We're looking at our native birds. How do you control cats? How much damage are they doing? And what do you do to get on top of it? Gareth Morgan just says, or is it your philosophy? You just don't replace them.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, this cat ranger thing, it sort of sounds like, there's someone out there with their six shooter saying, make my day. I'm not sure how well that's going to go down or how on earth you try and catch someone else's cat. I think you're ending up with someone who's going to be severely scratched and probably quite disappointed as these things race higher and higher up trees. So, I really need to see a coherent plan from one of these councils. And it's really interesting, they're saying the government must do it. And yet, the animal control regulations are basically around council. So are the councils too wimpy to do anything, and they're going to dump it all on government to actually carry out what they should be doing themselves?
Indeed. Mark Bellingham, a consultant ecologist, thank you. It is 20 minutes to 6.
The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
That's our producer at work. Thank you.